So move on now to the slide which is headed Common Errors to Avoid. And I just want to go through a few of these. I referred earlier on to Revenue Help in terms of looking at common errors, and the help book E10, in fact, has a more detailed list of common errors that are picked up. But if I just look at some of the ones that I come across, starting off with invalid national insurance numbers, such as temporary reference numbers, and there's an example there of 163T12345, or indeed temporary national insurance numbers. In the past, the temporary NINO, which would be TN for temporary number, and the date of birth 11/06/51, and then either M for male or F for female. But temporary national insurance numbers must not be included on a P14. If we don't have a national insurance number, we have to put down the details of gender and the date of birth. We also need to be careful and try to avoid incorrect prefix or suffix letters, and watch in terms of making errors on the recording of NI earnings and contributions shown in columns 1A to 1E. So often the case, people transposing figures from a P11 deductions working sheet when they're doing it manually is to get the figures the wrong way around. An easy mistake to make. We need someone proofreading and checking these. We also need to check the tax codes are not incorrect. The correct tax code should be the last one that was issued by HMRC. And again, you may have a situation where if someone was made a payment on leaving the employment, but after the date of leaving, the tax code will have been changed to code BR, because that's what the pay-as-you-earn regulations require. Well, the P14 should show the final tax code that was used, not the one that was in use before the employee left the employment. Watch that the date of birth is correct. Again, with addresses, be careful about leading spaces and punctuation. We shouldn't have punctuation. The forename field, watch for incorrect characters. Is the right name in there? Is the name on the revenue records William, or is it Bill? Is it Dick, or is it Richard? Those sort of things. Just because we know a person as Bill or Dick, we need to be careful what's on the revenues records and put the right information in there. Again, the surname field, need to be careful to avoid incorrect characters. And particularly nowadays, many people coming from abroad to work in the UK, watch that we don't get forename and surname the wrong way around. Again, be careful of wrong pay and NI earnings figures, because these will all be rejected by HMRC. Incorrect pay-as-you-earn reference, perhaps in an incorrect format. The example that I show you on the slide is 951/A123, not 951/923/A123. The wrong reference is typical of a reference on something like a PAYE settlement agreement or a dispensation letter from HMRC, where in the past two tax offices have merged. The ones I show you on the slide are Chapel Wharf area, where the reference should be the employer reference of 951, not the other reference of 951/923. So again, what you really want to be doing is look to the information that you've got and make sure it's the right pay-as-you-earn reference. Take it off the yellow payslip booklet, for example.